Well, welcome back to our next podcast. We're so glad to have all of you guys listening in with us. Again, we're privileged to have Bill Olendijk with us, who's a great friend and a trusted confidant. We just appreciate what he has to share. And so what we're going to do today, Bill, is we're going to be talking about using your testimony as a tool in the interaction of dealing with people. And basically what we're saying is that we have to understand that every person has a story. And every story is important and has value. So I see that you talk about, first of all, how would you define the testimony? What does that mean to you? And then how do you use that as a tool in ministering to people?
Well, I would define testimony as my story, my experiences, and inevitably in the first, if not in the very beginning of a second session with the with a counselee, I would share a good part of my life story. Of course, then what I do, I do with what I refer to as self-disclosure during the counseling process, where I will intertwine different parts of my history. But a portion of it, I usually introduce early on in the counseling experience, and it helps the person to see that I too. I am a human being. I too have had struggles, challenges, setbacks. The thing about telling your story that's so powerful is people will relate more powerfully and connect more deeply with your failures in life than your victories.
It's true.
It's just the way we are. And it also helps the person seeking help to relax and to realize that you're real and that you can relate to his or her needs, because many times these precious people that come to us for help have had embarrassing, heart-rending, traumatizing experiences, and they're there to tell their story,
right,
not necessarily to hear yours. That's why brevity is important here. It's the most important thing about the counseling experience is that they get to tell their story.
That's good.
We have to keep that focused.
Okay.
And when sharing things from your life, make sure it's for the benefit of the hearer, not to benefit you.
There you go.
Make you feel good. And,
that's good.
And you know, you could become like almost like a drama, and you know, you're unfolding it, and you lose focus on that person. But if you can take things out of your story where you've learned things and you've overcome things and you've been healed, especially from traumatic experiences, which most of us have to endure, if you can share those with the person that's come seeking help, they will have tremendous trust in you.
Good.
They will believe that you have answers to their needs because you've been there already. And that's what we want to establish.
I see. So Bill, I see that you have basically four tips of how to use your testimony to really be able to minister to folks, right? So can you walk us through each of these? I know you touched on some of them already, but can you make those, you know, succinct and tell us about the four tips that you use in making your testimony effective when you're ministering to people?
First one is you want to keep it short. There's a saying, less is more. Many times it's more poignant. And I remember in my grad school training, we'd have to counsel our fellow students, and the professor would be there, and he or she would come with positive critique. And the first time I counseled one of my fellow students, I remember this professor saying to me, "Bill, less is more.
Good.
You're too wordy. Keep it short." And I've remembered that, and it comes back time and time again. So keep it short.
Good.
The second one is, like I said before, keep the focus on the counselee. He or she is the one that's to benefit from what you share. The third one is empathize. Don't sympathize. The difference between empathy and sympathy is feeling what the other person feels. Empathy is doing something with it. Empathy is a verb. You have to, you express feelings, you you show nonverbals, you nod your head, you mm-hmm, and things like that, and you track with the person, and you connect heart to heart, eye to eye, and the more eye contact that you can establish, especially in times of pain, the more powerful and the more forceful healing can be. To say something like, I know exactly what you're saying, I've been there. I feel your pain, I can relate to your pain. I knew my own, and I know my own today. That's a very powerful experience to do.
Good, that's good. So let me just recap again. Those are powerful tips. So the first thing we want to do, we want to make sure we keep it short, right? Mm-hmm. The second thing we want to do is we want to make sure we keep the focus on the counselee. It's not about us, it's about them. And then I think you said the third thing is to empathize, not to sympathize, and you define that well. Sympathizing is feeling what a person is feeling, but empathy is doing something to express that back to the individual you're dealing with. So then what would be the last thing you do, the fourth thing you do to help you to use your testimony to help somebody else?
Well, it's the bond that's established through me sharing from my own personal experience. You know, it's what's more natural for us is for us to show our muscles, mm-hmm. and our victories and our triumphs. Yeah. But to be real with the person, to take a chance, to show vulnerability. Mm. Vulnerability is good. Contagious. When you can be vulnerable and transparent, the chances of that person showing that same vulnerability and transparency go up exponentially. Excellent. You know, there's a certain place you reach in relationships as far as depth and content where you have to become vulnerable and transparent.
That's good.
It's like a threshold. If you don't cross over that threshold of transparency and vulnerability, you kind of get into a holding pattern and your relationship stays at that level and it doesn't deep. And it's certainly is the case in counseling. There's got to be that moment of vulnerability and transparency where that person can feel something of what you felt.
So good. That's so good. Bill, thank you for sharing those four tips of really how to use our story to really help somebody else share theirs. And that's a powerful tool that God has given to each of us. You know, our stories, of course, are all unique, but you know, there's some commonalities too that we have with other people that might be able to encourage them. And I see also that one of the things that you alluded to is that we want to make sure as we're sharing our testimony that we're sharing our testimony from a place of victory. This is something that God has helped us to go through. And so now we're on the other side of this thing, which really encourages and gives hope to the person that we're talking with. Hey, if God can do it for me, he can do it for you.
Yeah.
So Bill, thank you so much for sharing those tips with us today. And we've got a couple more podcasts we're looking forward to doing with you. So thanks for sharing your time with us. And guys, we'll see you next time. God bless.